Okay, so Washburn is the gateway to the Bayfield Peninsula and Madeline Island. And as such, it is the gateway to one of the premier weather watching areas in not only in the country, but in the world. And the fact that we have, we're right at the confluence of major steering currents, like the northern branch of the jet stream that comes down from Canada. Frequently, that one that brings us Alberta Clippers also operates somewhat during the summer. We have the southern jet stream that oftentimes brings things in directly from the south off the Gulf of Mexico. We do have things then that come in from the Great Plains, but also we occasionally get fronts or at least movement of air and things coming in from the east too, depending upon the circulation of strong fronts that come through. So we have a confluence here of major physical or weather factors that make our skies incredibly, I guess you have to say, expressive weather. And weather is the voice of climate, is what you know, weather is all based on heat, and it's the heat engine of climate. And so we see an awful lot of what's happening in our climate based on the kind of weather we have. And so, you know, we also then have a huge viewing area over the Great Lakes. And the Great Lakes, and in this case of Lake Superior, gives us long, long views, unobstructed views, which are very difficult to find anywhere, finding unobstructed views. So we get them over the lake, and we can see weather at a distance as it progresses down from oftentimes across from Minnesota, or sometimes coming up from the southwest, or occasionally blowing in out of the east. And so we have essentially what amounts to, by Corny Beach and Bayfield and where we are here, we have some of the best weather watching possible on the planet at this point, with unobstructed views. And so that's one of the reasons why I paint the clouds that are here, largely because of the fact that they are so intimately related to climate. And climate is long-term weather, sequential weather, averaged out over time. But we can see kind of the moods of the planet by the amount of rainfall that we get, and the frequency of storms, and the power of the storms that come through. The Native Americans here, the Ojibwa people, for a long time have said that the Thunderbird is one of the things that protects them. And the fact that the storms that do come through that are the Thunderbird have been responsible for closing down the pig farm, carp farm, or whatever it was that they were going to have up here, and also closing down the mining. Both of those were involved with just the fact that the weather was at times incredibly severe in the area, would cause flooding and things, or essentially empty waste waters and things into the lake. It is one of the most important determining factors of what we have, and in many ways who we are in living here on the Bayfield Peninsula. And most people don't even stop to think about it.